Welcome back to the Horseman's Corner. I'm Howard Hale, host of the show, and our guest on this half of the program is Trish Lemke. She has a business at Durango, Colorado, called Joy to the Ride, and it's you can find her at joytotheride.com. A little bit different and kind of interesting how she uses horses, so let's get right into the interview. Trish, explain what Joy Rides is and what you're trying to do, will you?
Yeah, so Joy Rides is kind of a three-part business. I do international trips and retreats, so I take people, mainly from the States, but I've had people in other parts of the world as well, come and join me for a week of horseback riding and self-discovery, mindfulness, getting a lot of culture in there. So I take trips all over. We've been to Spain and Ireland, Tuscany, Costa Rica, going to Scotland. So that's one component of my business. The other component is equine coaching. So I work with people either that come to me for the weekend or they come to me just from local, and we work with the horses to see what the horses can teach us about how to be better humans. So that's been a lot of fun. So I will work with people maybe for a 4 or 5 days or once a week for, 8 weeks or so. And the horses are my partners in that type of work. And the other thing that's non-horsey related is I'm just a basic life coach. So Joy Rides is also about life coaching and helping people enhance their life, move forward with where they might be stuck or where they have patterns and behaviors that are, that aren't serving them any longer. So yeah, that's kind of the three components of my business.
Okay, boy, sounds like taking these trips sounds like it's a tough deal, but I guess somebody's got to do it, as they say.
I know. Yeah, if I can get paid to travel the world and ride horses and help other people do that too, not a bad way to make a living.
How do you line up the, do you use horses as far as in the trips, and how do you get them lined up?
Yeah, so I contract with the people in the different countries. So my philosophy with about horses is to have the horses as our partners. So they're more than just, get on and kick them and go. So I work on a lot of connections and natural horsemanship philosophies. So I vet the programs in the different countries that have the same philosophies of horses that I do. So I look all over because there's a ton of rides. You can go everywhere in the world with these rides. But I really want the stables that treat the horses the way I would treat them here at my house. So that's the first step. And then the second step is I find what kind of riding we want to do, whether it's for experienced people or beginners or intermediate, and, who I want to market that to and what countries I want to go to. And European countries I pick a lot because they have a lot more leeway with the kind of riding you can do. Like, you can still canter and gallop and do all the things that sometimes in the States they don't let us do that anymore on, a typical trail ride.
So, well,
I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, it sure does, but it takes a lot of background work then to put these trips together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just, talking to people in different countries, trying to figure out the language barrier, because sometimes it gets lost in translation a little bit. Trying to figure out what kind of trips they have, because a lot of them are progressive, where you go from place to place to place and sleep at different places every night. But some of them are, stay at the farm trips. And you just ride out from the farm every day, but the people stay in the same area. So, it's kind of trying to figure out what people want to have and what would be the most fun trip for everybody. So, yeah, they're super great.
Okay, let's talk about the horses a little bit more, since this is the Horseman's Corner program. How do you work these horses into what you do as a life coach? How do you feel they work into the whole deal?
In my whole life, I've been just loving being with horses and how they make me feel. So what I do with the horses is they are my partners and my teachers, sometimes healers, just as much as a person could be, sometimes, well, even more. You hear people say all the time, you know, my therapist is my horse, or my stable place is my stable, you know. So I think that's a big part of it. Horses just naturally cause people to have a more regulated nervous system, more present day, or living in the present moment a little bit easier. They teach us so much about confidence and self-esteem, and they can't really lie about how they're feeling, so that helps people with emotional regulation. They're non-judgmental, so that helps people not judge themselves like we're so apt to do all the time as people. So yeah, I just work with them as my teachers and my partners, and the things that you can learn from the horses in self-discovery are just, I think, amazing.
What about the horses that you have? What kind of horses work well for you?
I have really nice, well-trained, people-oriented horses. So my horses, I work with primarily my two, but I also have others at the barn. Mine is a Percheron Morgan cross, kind of looks like a Frisian. And then I have a little halflinger Gypsy Vanner cross, and she looks kind of like a short Clydesdale. She's a pony. And I do find that the draft breeds are really good for people that might be a little fearful of horses or want a horse that's really solid and stable. Horses like Arabians and Thoroughbreds are also great to work with, but they bring a whole different component to the sessions because they're more high-strung, they're more reactive, and people really get to feel how their energy can affect the horse and maybe why their energy is affecting the people in their lives so strongly. So those type of horses are really great for energy work. But, you know, I haven't come across a horse that I've worked with. I've worked with hundreds of horses and people, and I haven't come across one that, given a little time and space, that isn't really great for the work. It's almost like they're made to do this kind of horses and human work.
That's interesting. You, as far as the horsemanship is concerned, you are talking about the natural horsemanship. That's, you know, that's a term that's misused, but a horsemanship that goes through the Tom, Bill Dorrance, Ray Hunt type of philosophy of working with the horses. Is that what you're about when you're working with the horses?
Yeah, and, you know, I completely agree with you that it's a term that a lot of people use these days. And I don't subscribe to any one person as far as a trainer, because I'm not a trainer, and I don't want to say, you know, this is how you train your horse in the natural method. I think it is more about a give and take, like seeing what the horses have to say to us and us telling them what we would like them to do. So I think more in terms of that, like no force. It's all choice between horse and person. And it doesn't mean that I'm still not going to say, hey, you have to do this because, you know, to the horse, because that's the safe way. So there's still parameters, but I think we ask the horse to show up on a little bit of a different level, like giving them the idea that their thoughts, their emotions, their opinions about things are also valuable, because that's how they teach us about what we need. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Yeah, Trish, that does make sense, but it's time for us to take a break and hear from some of the folks that make this program possible. Let's get that done, but you folks stay with us, will you? I'll be back with some more interesting information from Trish Lemke In just a moment, you're listening to The Horseman's Corner. And it's possible for you to listen to a short version of The Horseman's Corner, two-minute program, 5 days a week. And you can find it by going to horsemanscorner.com, as well as some of the radio stations that we broadcast on. But that's a good place to go to get some good horse programming, also some good horses for sale on horsemanscorner.com. So you can put your horse up there as well if you've got one to sell. That's horsemanscorner.com.